You have to make such a big hole that even Rimonim go through it. Because the Malabas even has a small hole that Zaytsim go through it, he'll still hold it to collect other things in it. So it has to be such a big hole that even Rimonim go through it. That's called a broken kli, and the tumor goes off the kli. Vayta Eretz Zayt Shemin. What does the Pasuk say? Zayt Alif. Om Reb Yosef Reb Chanina Eretz Shekol Shirei Kazaytsim. And Eretz Yisrael means Mediraisa, all the Shirei material is selling the Zayt, eating the Shirei of an Alif. For the Gemara Kol Shirei Psychodidic, when you say all the Shirei material, we can Hanach the Amorim. We just got finished saying a lot of other Shirei. We have Shirei of Hita, Tzaira, different Shirei. What do you mean all the Shirei are only with the Zayt? And the Gemara El Eretz, Shirei Shirei Kazaytsim. Roll of our shirum is told in Achila how much do you have to eat, whether to be Yetzir Mitzvah, whether to be over an Averis, how much of an Achila do you have to have? You have to eat the shirum of the Kazayas. So the Torah says Zayas, that's Rov Shirum. The Rashi, Shirov Shirum, Achila Chelev, if you Chelev, Dam, Meister Figel. Kiddush in Rashi, Achila Dam is a Maskish, it's all in Yaviyah. And Rashi says, Dam also has been of a Shir of an Achila of the Kazayas. So I call upon him Rov, Achilas is the Shir, you have to eat the Kazayas. Rashi says to the Ovi Surin, who are din to Mekai and Mitzvah Smatzah, we have to eat the Shir of the Zayat, that's called an Achila. The Vash, the Torah says the Vash, honey, it doesn't really mean honey, it means tomorrow means the date. So what's the Shir of a date? Kekoseve Sagasa Vyoma Kippurim. That's the Shir, how much you have to eat on Yom Kippur to be Chayef Koros. Because Yom Kippur is not enough just to eat the Kazayat, you have to eat more to be Chayef Koros, then a Torah Sol and Yisubi Daita. Rashi, the Vash, the Torah says the Vash, hide the Vash tomorrow, it means the date. Because service see tomorrow, that's the date. So you see that Lechman Yoma then says that the Postig is not talking about the Chshivis of the Peris. You have no Raya, one Peri is more Chashiv than the other one. That's why the Torah put in this Seder. The Torah is telling you different as Machtis, it's telling you Yaloch is the Shurim. It's called the Torah Kulu, the Shurim are telling the Peris about Israel. According to this man, the Yom, you have no right, especially a side of the Kedima, that one peri is more chashuv than the other peri, go boss to the Kedima. But according to the first man, the Yom, we have Chonin, that he says, for that man, the Yom, you have a right, especially a side of Kedimus in Brachas. That according to the first man, the Yom, the Torah said the Seder of these fruits in this order to tell us the Chshivus. That one is more chashuv than the other one. So we're saying this telling this machlekes. If you can say there's such a machlekes in kedima and be marked them one over the other, it's only how you dash in these pesukim. Because the Gemara, the Eidach, what did the other man Yama do with all these shirim? And the Gemara, hani shirim behead you mikzivi. Because the man Yama says this prophet is talking about the shvach of the peris. They're telling you which peri is more chashuv for kedima and brochet. So the Gemara, according to the man, how does he know the shirim? The answer to the Gemara, hani shirim, the head you make sivu, that these shirim say the ferish and the ferah. Where the Torah says a zayis, where the Torah says a chita, the term means the shir of a base on luga. El midrabbanan, avad this only when midrabbanan were making these shirim. Well, cross machta be alma. When this pasuk is only in this machta be alma, so it's going to shre. He holds the pasuk. It's talking about the kedima. Which peri is more chashuv than the other peri? Ayakasha, how does he know them the shirim? But even according to the other man, the Yom, the Torah doesn't say the Ferish what Shurim we're talking about. It just means it's an Asmachta. The Torah used these Peris, because from these Peris you can also see Shurim. But it's not Shurim, the Dachin is Shurim from other places. It doesn't say the Ferish in the Torah anywhere here. So I call upon him, that's the two Machlokes from before. If it passed the Machlokes, Safilu, Bishayim, Birchoseim, Shavis, it also passed the Machlokes. Or not? So tomorrow, Rav Chisda of Rav Hamnuna had a Yasve b'sudosa. They were both sitting in the middle of the meal. They're both eating a suda. I see a kamayu in the middle of the suda. They brought in front of them tamari or imoni. They brought in front of them figs, dates, and pomegranates. They brought. In shock of Rav Hamnuna baruch atam liberation. Rav Hamnuna went and took the dates and he made a bracha baruch creates on it first. But since even though it's the middle of the meal, but since these things are not boi machmas hasuda, they're like dessert, it's boli kinuach hasuda, you have to make a bracha on them even in the middle of the meal. So question, which one should make the bar parades on? He took the tzmorim, he took the dates and made the bracha on that one first. Omele Rav Chisda, loy svira le ma'a lohod yom Rav Yosef. Don't you hold, like we learned before, Reb Yosef said over, Vitem Reb Yitzchak, that called Hamuktim the Posek Zer, Kaidim the Brocha, that the reason why the Posek said this Seder of Eretz, Chit the Seder of Gesem Tenurinam, it said this Seder of Eretz, to tell me, this is a Seder how to make Brochas, that a Chit is more Choshev than a Seder, a Seder is more Choshev than a Gesem. So here your question, you have a Tamarim, which is dates. And you have remind him, the Chur Tamarim says at the end of the second Posek. So Bala says all the way at the end, the Chur Rimon should come first. So why did you make the Borei Priates on the Tamarim on the dates? You should have made the Borei Priates on the Rimonim. That comes before in the Posek. Or Malay gave Materis, no. Zeh Sheni Loretz. Because in the Posek there are two different Sukkim. And the Torah says the word Eretz in between, divide it up. So you have the first five Teres. Then it starts over again. Nochmo, it says Zayis and Dvash. So Dvash is second to the word Oretz. The Zeh Chamisha Loretz. Remindim is the fifth peri from the first word of Oretz. Therefore, Tamarim is more Choshev than Remindim. Because Tamarim is second. It says Eretz Zayis Shemin Dvash. So Zayis Shemin means olives, and then Dvash means Tamarim. So that's second from the Oretz. And Remindim from the first Oretz to the fifth one. So therefore, you go both to the word Oretz. So Tamarim is more Choshev than Rimonim, so we was right to make the Borei Priates on the Tamarim over the Rimonim. That's a Mishal Oretz. Or Malay told back to him, Man Yoiv Lo Nagro, who's going to give me Nagro, the Pavval and the Shamincha? Like iron shoes, I want to ask you to listen to you, because you're saying very good things, like I'm a Kabbalah, what you said. Said Rashi, Zeh Sheni L'Oretz, said Rashi, Eretz, Zayis, Shemen, Udvash. That's what the Pasuk says. Eretz, then it says Zayis, Shemen, Olives, Udvash, which means dates. The Chassid B'Seif of the Kruah is Hifstik Eretz, the Pasuk, it puts in between the word Eretz, that's a Seder, to stop the Seder, V'choza L'Asai Zaysim U'Tumarim, Chashuvim, Mitenim, Rimonim. Now, since it says Zaysim, first after the word Oretz, and Tamarim second, they're more Choshev than Tenim Rimonim. Shall Rimon Chamishil Oretz, Haksuva Bereisha Mikra, because Rimon is fifth from the word Oretz. Udvash Sheni Loretz, Haksuva Beseifa. Therefore, second is better than the fifth. So he was right to make the block of Borei Priates on the Tamarim, on the dates, over the making on the Rimon of the pomegranates. The answer to that, Man Yerba Nagra Paz, is there a Raglayim Shabazla, who gives me iron feet, means I'll run after you can say that, listen to what you're saying. You're saying very good.
But the
Zayas Mechita,
that's more
final. Right. If you have the Zayas Mechita, comes first. Because Avada, the first Postig, is better. So if you have equal, one and one, Avada, the first is good. Second and second, also the first is better. Just the third, can negative, one, two, the one, two comes before the third. That's to say that Vorm, that there is a Chshivas of Min Shiva. The halacha we pass through here is the pass like this, that if it's a question of one bracha, they're both fruits, that's a question of which parish to make the Borei Priates, then we hold Min Shiva is better, and which Min Shiva, you go boss of the Pasik. If you have Tamarim and dates here and Rimonim, you go boss of Tamarim, you go boss of the first one that says in the Pasik, that's more chashuv to make the Borei Priates on. But that's only where it's one Borei Priates. The question is, which pair we should make the bracha on first, then we go basim and shiva. But in the case we have a pre-eight and a pre-hadama, two different pairs that you have to make two separate brachas anyway, then we don't hold from the shivas of min shiva. Then you go basim chavis. If to you, you bedafka like this swing, you want to eat the radish first, to you, you love that, you're allowed to make the bracha pre-hadama that first, and then you make the bracha pre-eight on the zayis later. The Dika we hold that to like Ula, the first Shita. The Dika Machlekes Rabbanan and Yud is only Vishabarasayim Shavis, where they're both only one Bracha Borei Priates. And it's the question, which one should it be Chalon? Then we go Basim in Shiva. When you have two different Brachas, then you don't go Basim in Shiva, you go Basim, the one that's more Chaviv to you. So more Itma. Where is the Galach here? Itma. Heviyu Lifnehim Te'enim V'yanotim B'tei Chasuda. In the middle of eating the meal, you already washed, you made a moitzi. In the middle of the meal, now they brought to your teeth, tainim, some figs, v'anovim, some grapes. So what's the luck? You have to make a bracha now, we're not in the middle of the meal. Omer rafuna, t'unim bracha lefneim. You have to make a borei priates before you eat it, even though it's the middle of the meal. Since it's not koyim, since we'll soon see, it's not koyim machmas apas, or machmas esudah. Aber v'ein t'unim bracha lachreim. You don't have to make an aleitz or pray test to them. This for sure benching parties. Birchas Hamotzim parties for this. That's the way. Pass an alochem. You have to make a bracha rishoyna and not a bracha achrayna. The chayin omer of Nachman, Sentinel Nachman says, tune in bracha lefneim. You have to make a bracha before you start eating these peris, even though it's the middle of the meal. V'yei tune in bracha lachrayim. You don't have to make a bracha after them. You Rashi. It's not coming to make the bread taste better. If it's coming just like to smear it on the bread, then it's tougher to the bread. Because the ikur is the bread and the bread patis. We're talking about here in the middle of the meal, sometimes you want to make a sweet taste in your mouth, not because you want to eat it with the bread, it's not really part of the sudab. Like dessert, you want to end off with a sweet taste. The peris is the alocha mevorach lefneim. You have to make a bracha before you start eating it. The last tefillininu. It's not total to the pot. So soon we'll see a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The kitzur, Rashi learns the yisod alamor that bread, pot is the sudab, it's always the pshat is you're making a mitzvah on the bread. Now all the food is like a tuffle to the bread. It's coming to make the bread taste better. But since it's a tuffle to the bread, that's why you don't have to make a bracha on the food. But let's say you're going to have some food that's not a tuffle to the bread. Let's say like a cereal in the middle of the meal. If you're not eating the cereal with the bread, Rashi Shittu is you have to make a bracha on it. But lacha we don't hold like Rashi. We'll soon see lacha we hold like Tosfos. But the longer says Rashi learns that brachas ha-maitzi, the ikur is only on the bread. The reason why on meat or on the vegetables you don't have to make a bracha is because the meat is like a tuffle to the bread. It's coming to make the bread taste better. That's Rashi Shittu. If it's not coming to make the bread taste better, you would have to make a bracha. Halacha we are like Tosfos Shittu like that. The Tosfos Shittu is our brachas hamaitzi is like a bracha on the sudah. Anything that's rogel to eat to fill you up for the sudah, when you made the maitzi, that's like the svara. The bread is the most chashuv thing in the sudah. So chomu kaveya make like one bracha on the sudah. So take the most chashuv thing is the bread. You make a maitzi on the bread. That part is anything that's boin machmut a sudah that's coming to fill you up. So therefore, a cereal, even though you're not eating it with the bread itself, eating it by itself, you don't have to make another bracha on it. Because it's part of the meal, it's eating as part of the sudah, and we make a maitzi that part is no sudah. A sudah means things that fill you up, that's amazing you. Mashenko, eating dessert, that's called kinuah ha-sudah, just to wash down at the end, to leave off with a sweet taste, that's not called part of the sudah. For that, you have to make a bracha. Right, we'll soon see. But Rashi's lashon here is not like that. Rashi's lashon is, lav tfeila ninu, that you say that it has to be a tuffle to the bread. We'll soon see. So here that these fruits are not a tuffle to the bread, because these according to places are not coming to be mason, it's not like part of the ikur asuda, you have to make a bracha on them. So Rashi learned l'achrayim, the bracha samazim petrosim, because benching part is it. So the Marv Rav Sheshes, some Rav Sheshes hold no. Tune in bracha ben lefneim ben l'achrayim. He holds the chiddush, if you eat fruit in the middle of the meal, you even have to make a bracha achrayim on them. So Rashi ben lefneim ben l'achrayim, to lay poter el amidi design. Benching only part is something that's filling. So that's the whole Azonah Fakol that's filling you. The Anilay Zayin says all that since fruit is not something that's made and fills you up, the benching doesn't pattern. And we don't pass the Sheshit, that's the Sheshit Shita. The Aitaz of the Sheshit Chiddush, Shein Lacha Dover, Shetoyin Bracha Lefondah, there's nothing to need a bracha before it. The Aintun of Bracha Liachah, there's nothing to need a bracha afterward, El a Pasta Bava Kisnin. Only Pasta Bava Kisnin is a type of cake. Cake, you don't have to make a bracha achreina. Bilvat. So tomorrow, pligi the rabchia, but let's see Rashi first. Pasta baba kistin, Rashi also mechudas and Rashi to him. Pasta baba kistin, poshet that's like cake. Rashi liacher achilo bircha samozit. Rashi says even after you finish eating and you benched already, now you take a piece of cake like. For your regular, they were rogel lovi kistin to bring kistin behind koloyis. That's like dried. That's like dried out wheat. It's good for the heart. Honey kissed me the mouth liba. The dried out wheat is good for the heart. With it, they used to bring pas, type of a cake. It was mixed up with a lot of honey with it, with tavlin, spices to it. They make them in the shape of a bird. Like trees. The Eichlin may hand up a muat, eat a little bit. When we tell Shemaisnum bought Tavon Harbor, since they put a lot of spice, a lot of sugar into it, the Yagoyz and Ashkadim. A lot of nuts into it, or my Chola muat, you'll need a little bit of it. Lo Yathino Brocha Me Gimel. You don't even have to make an alamichir on it. Neither do they have the Apas. Just like we had before on bread made from rice. If you have a rice bread, on rice before we had, you make a burning mezonos to start off with. But the bracha chayin is like klum, is only burning a portion. We don't have to make an alamichya. The Rashi sheet is very shveh, it says dingzach and Rashi. The Rashi shows this type of a cake, so good you didn't have to wash because there was a lot of other ingredients into the dough. So you only made a burning mezonos, but why don't you have to make an alamichya? Rashi says the chiddush, since he only ate a little bit of it, it wasn't so choshev, even though Avadi had a kezayis, you don't have to make an alamichya. That's the way Rashi learns. Tzayis is dingzach and Rashi, and Tzayis learns Avada on cake that we do, and here after the sugar, you have to make a berry mezonos, and you have to make an alamichya Avada. So the Gemara is talking about in the middle of the meal. If you ate cake in the middle of the meal, there are sheshes as moidot, that you only have to make a bracha rishonim, and not a bracha chreinim. But when does Rosh Hashanah say you have to make a bracha rishon, a bracha chreinah, that's only by fruit? Like Rashi says, because fruit does not mazen. Fruit doesn't fill you up. Therefore, Yol's benching doesn't potter it. Mashaykin pasta bova kista was a type of a cake, which is filling, so there Rosh Hashanah is masking. All you have to do is just make a bracha rishonah and not a bracha chreinah. But about if you eat cake after the meal, we pass my faces, you have to make a bracha rishonah and a bracha chreinah. So that's not a shell. Rashi doesn't say that's the most pachas mikzayas. Rashi is a different story, but the bias like pas oiris. It's not a shell in kezayas here. About the yedid, yedid doesn't move, but about it was a kezayas here. Vaita opligi de Reb Chiya, versus both of them now are dinas of Reb Chiya. Yom Reb Chiya, pas peteris kol mini michael. Reb Chiya holds no. When you make a mitzi on bread, it patters the whole sudha. No matter what you want to eat, you want to eat fruits and desserts and ice cream, pas patters it. But we don't pass like Rav Chiya, Muslim see. And also, Rav Chiya also says, Alocha, the Yayin Poitah Kol Minim Ashkim. If you take Yayin, and you have any other drink in front of you, when you made the bird for your goffin, that's part of all of the Ashkim. We pass like that. If you have wine in front of you, if you have wine, and you have any other drink, beer and soda, and Mishash you're drinking the wine, you know you can drink the other drink, you make a bird for your goffin, and that part is all type of Shtiyah. Trashi pass Peteris, Bein Lefnei Bein Achrei. That's Reb Chiya Shita. So we think it's on Reb Chiya. Now, Omer Rav Papa, what's the maskona? Hilchasa. Dvorim haboyim machmas asuda. Betech asuda. Things that come as a derech teat in the middle of the suda. Like Tais learns, anything that's filling, like meat and vegetables, things eat the ikra suda. And to nebrochola, lefneim olachreim. You don't have to make a bracha at the beginning of the end. That's what we do. We make a moitzi. And that part is everything that's a derech to come in the middle of the suda. That's like fruit dessert. It's not coming to fill you up. It's not machmas asuda. Suda means things that fill you up. It's only coming the kenua chasuda at the end to wash down the taste, to leave you with a sweet taste. And you're eating in the middle of the meal, then the lochel is tun the brachel of meyim, like we do on dessert. You're supposed to make a bar of priates, or whatever it is, a shakel. Make a brachel on that first. But you do not have to make a bracha achreina. The bracha achreina was same as the benching part of it. Ma'ashenkin li'achar asuda. The loch of the Tais learned that li'achar asuda in the Gemara's time, after they finished the whole suda, they used to take away the table, and something like a Viennese table. They used to bring a whole new table in to sit down, a new type of an eating now. So the old table they would take away before they benched, and they go to a new table there and start eating over there. So in such a case like that, there's two nebrochos, brain lefnei and brain lachrein. You have to make a brocha both at the beginning and both at the end. And since you took away the whole first table of gamri, so the zift, the first to the ended. So it's a new eating right now, you have to make a brocha rishon and a brocha achreina. The lochot brought down, we don't have this Indian today. The only time will be shaykh is maybe by a chasna, we have a Viennese table. But there's still a little chilat. Because the Gemara's time is, they used to take the whole table out of here, away, and bring the whole new table in. So that the old suda ended. Today, though, we never take away our table. Even if we bring in dessert and more peris and more peris, the table is still here. So even by reading the table, when you go to eat over there, the mikveh you're supposed to do is take it back to the table and finish eating here. But you're supposed to go back to bench by your original table. So it's not so pashut we have that halacha today. But the Gemara's time is they took away the whole table and made the suda ended. So in this case, you have to make bracha, bracha Rishayna, and a bracha Achrayna. I just told you over the locha that we hold. And let's see Rashi. Rashi Shita is different. Rashi learns like this. Dvorim ha-boyim achmet asuda. Rashi learns, things that are coming achmet asuda, what is Rashi Shita? Lil fois dem as a pas. Only if it's coming, like we said, Rashi Shita is, they only put it if it's a tuffle to the bread. It has to be coming to make the bread taste good. As you're eating your meat with the bread, eating your vegetables with the bread, then ain't turn a bracha. Why? To every lot failure. Because all this food then is a topple to the bread. Hilkach, kol media that Rashi, bain mazan, whether it's a filling thing, bain teres, shevil lifton, if it's coming to make the bread taste good, ain't by bracha lot of achra. Don't have to make a bracha at the beginning or a bracha at the end, because you say it is, it's a topple to the bread. You bring something even in the middle of a meal, but it's not machmas hasudu. What does that mean? Rashi shitam kegrain brisa. You bring cereal in the middle of the meal at Rashi. V'chein krub. You take a cabbage. V'tradim beets. Sheinim liftim. It's not coming to make the bread taste better. Or boyim lemozel l'saiva. It's coming to fill you up and make you feel happy. Hat Rashi tuna brachah l'fneim. You have to make a brachah l'shena. You eat cereal in the middle of the meal, according to Rashi, you have to make a bracha Rishayna. Why? The last failure in you. As we said before, Rashi's yisaid is you make a mitzi on bread, the bracha is only on the bread. And it only parts the things that topple to the bread. But if you're eating cereal not with the bread, it's not topple to the bread, you have to make a new bracha on it. The last failure in you. V'yena b'chal lechem, not b'chal the bread. The nifta of the bracha of mitzi, to say it could be potter with the bracha of mitzi. That's Rashi Shita. The lonely achrayim, Rashi, why the meaning was nino, since it's something that fills you up, or brechas a mazal petrosin, since you bench anything that's filling, benching part of you. Now Rashi learns, dvorim argil lovely achar suda, that means we're going peiris, fruits, no, that has nothing to do with filling you up, it's just a sweet taste. It is afilu avim atecha suda, when Rashi afilu you eat the peiris in the middle of the suda, shalei makmas lifton, it's not coming to make the bread taste better, and then tuna bracha bein lifnayim. Why the last failing in you? This dessert, the peiris, is not coming to make the bread taste better. Therefore, you have to make a bracha rishayin or Rashi Shita. And here, like Rashi Chiddush bein lachrayim, the ein bracha amozayin poitrosim lab mazayin in you. The chud is like Roshesh's Rashi Tassim, that since it's not something that's filling, benching doesn't potter it. So, contra Rashi, if you eat apples in the middle of the Sudam, you have to make a bracha rishayin and a bracha achrayin. This is our Rashi Shita. But Allah, we pass on that like Taisus. Let's look and taste inside. At the end of the taste of the Hilkos saw. And it says here, Al-Kain Pirish Ri. Near the end of the taste of the Hilkos saw, Al-Kain Pirish Ri like this. Dvar ma'boye machmet ha-sudu. What does that mean? It says, ha-sudu klayma. Ha-regilim lovei machmet ha-sudu v'pas. Anything that's usually eaten in the middle of a meal when you eat bread. Sh-regilim lochem ma'pas. Ha-gain boser v'dogim v'chol mini kadeira. V'eviyim v'teich ha-sudu. And it's brought in the middle of the meal. Even though it's not with the bread, mamish, not the svara, it's coming to make the bread taste better. It's a svara, it's something eating in the middle of the suda. It's a tuna bracha lefem lachrayim. Afilu aflam b'lay suda, b'fnei atzlam b'lay pas. Even eating it now without the bread, that's what we hold. If you eat your chicken without the bread, you don't have to make a bracha on the chicken. The chivu de mishum pas hain boyim, since we're saying the ikku of the suda is the bread. So anything eating in the middle of the suda is hapas petros and the pas papazit. But things you don't have that's not rug with the cob in the middle of the suda, which means things that's not filling, could go into tomorrow reminion like Paris, the Shako Paris and Megillum Lophis them as a path, the Khalsa Del to come to eat with the path with the suda, then to the Brachel of Nayim, the Chiv and the Lav Mishum Lift and Oslin, and a path Petrosin. Find the Krav Nachman. That's what we're asking. How we say it is that anything that's wrong with the come in the middle of the suda that's filling, we say the bracha and the pot is the whole suda. You don't have to make a bracha shana bracha achrayim. Just desserts that since that's not something that's filling, that's only commonly kinua chasuda, it's only come to make it taste better. Then the lach is you have to make a bracha rishayna, but not a bracha achrayim. Alamai said there is a machlekes achrayim. Someone said that today. Since everybody's rug of eating desserts, so dessert is ready called machmet hasuda ready. It's a shteiger of all sudas to have desserts, to have your kamput.
Mem aleph on the base, 5 lines down from the bottom, it says, tunin shalu es benzoima. The yes then joined me like this. Mifnema or why was it said that dvorim haboyimach mesasud, the things that you eat because of the meal, b'teich asud in the middle of the meal, and into a bracha, you don't have to make a special bracha. Like on the main course of the meal, if you washed first, you do not have to make a bracha. Ler lefneim lo lachrayim, not a bracha v'shon, not a bracha achrayino. Izom lehem, so he answered back and said, her lepas patrosim, that's a locha, that pas, bread, patas it. So he asked back, yachiv so, yainam minifter a pas.
To come, for ikir hasuda, not like kenuach hasuda. For the Gemara, yachiv abezo, yainami, nifter a pas. How come there's a locha that if you drink wine in the middle of the meal, the suda, you have to make a bar priagofen? Even though you made a mitzvah at the beginning, the locha is if you drink wine, you have to make a bracha bar priagofen. Is the kasha, how come the bread doesn't pat to the yayin? That's the kasha. The yachi yayin nam nifterei pas. This is part of Taisus kashas on Rashi, where Rashi learned shita was, what does pas pater? Only thing that comes mamish lufum barasa pas, heat with the bread itself. So says yes, the kasha wine, you don't eat wine with the bread. Some start with Morris kasha when you dip the bread into the wine. Kasha the Morris asked in the middle of the suda, if you take a drink of yayin, you shouldn't have to make a bracha. This is Taisus also right to Taisus that Dvorim HaMachma the suda doesn't mean it's coming mamish to make the bread taste good. Now anything that's usual eating or drinking in the middle of the suda, the pas patas it. So the kasher is, how come does Allah, if you drink wine in the middle of the Suda, you have to make a bracha on yayin? Why is yayin different than any other meat or the soup that you have in the middle of the meal? And for the Gemara, shani yayin,